And we'll start off this morning talking about something that we've been covering one way or another for many, many, many years, and that is what goes on up at Windham Mount around this time of the year, and that is the Adaptive Sports Foundation, the Windham Warriors. They are up there, I do believe, starting tomorrow for the weekend. And on the telephone right now, we have Caroline Lynch, who's a program administrator for Adaptive Sports. Caroline, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So how many years now? This has been going on for quite a while, hasn't it, up at Windham Mountain?
Yes, this is actually our 15th year that we brought in Wounded Warriors to ski and snowboard at Windham Mountain.
Wow, 15 years. That's absolutely amazing. For the people that aren't understanding what the weekend is all about, let's first of all talk about that for people that don't know what happens up there each year at this time. What is the Windham Warrior Weekend about?
Our Warrior Weekend, we bring in disabled veterans locally and from across the country, and we give them the opportunity to learn or relearn the sport of skiing and snowboarding. So we provide them with instructors that are trained to work with people with disabilities, and we give them and their families the opportunity to try a new sport together.
And I think that's the whole key thing. Not only are there families with them, but they're also amongst other warriors. So it's about as comfortable as an environment as they could possibly have, I would think.
Absolutely. We have a group of 30 veterans coming this year along with family members. So there's a lot of camaraderie amongst the veterans as well as the caregivers and family members.
So let's talk for people that aren't familiar with the Adaptive Sports Foundation. What is it and how did it start for the people that are listening?
We are a not-for-profit located in Windham, New York, and we provide ski and snowboard lessons to individuals with disabilities. So this weekend is specifically for the veterans, but the rest of the weekend we work with any individual with a disability. And in the summer, we continue our veteran programming, and we provide outdoor recreational sport opportunities for the disabled veteran.
Well, that's what I wanted to get across, that yes, this particular event is about the Warriors, but you're basically in operation 12 months a year, really getting people back out and enjoying life to the fullest extent.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so now that we know a little bit about the Adaptive Sports Foundation and the Warrior Program, how do you fund yourself? I mean, do you exist on donations, grants, a combination of both?
We exist on donations and grants. This specific weekend is funded by donations, and then our summer programming is typically funded by grants.
All right. Now, the weekend at Windham goes the 30th right through Sunday. Am I correct?
Correct.
And do you have special programs each day, or is it basically one program that each day repeats itself, and there's various programs for various veterans to try?
It's pretty much the same program each day with a little bit of differentiation, but they are every morning they're provided the opportunity to ski and snowboard, and then every evening we have a different dinner or we go tubing, so they have a little bit of difference every day.
We're speaking with the program administrator of Adaptive Sports, Caroline Lynch, this morning. The Wounded Warriors, the Windham Warriors, will be active from January 30th right through the weekend. Now, on the note that I got from Karen, this is also a pretty interesting year because the Wounded Warrior Project is going to be there. And what are they doing there this weekend?
They will be joining us. They sponsored 10 veterans to join us. So they sponsored their airfare and their lodging, and they provided these veterans who don't necessarily live locally to the tri-state area the opportunity to come to Windham and learn a new sport.
And you're also, according to Karen, going to have some New York legislators. You're going to be talking about an important piece of legislation?
Yes, we will on Friday.
And is the public invited to that press conference as well?
No.
Okay.
After the luncheon, after the original announcement, then yes.
Okay, that's all right. So the public will be around after that. But now this all takes place once again. We say at Windham Mountain, which is if you're listening, is from Sharon, Connecticut. It is about an hour and 10 minutes away. but it's not that far away. Once you get through Catskill and the Hudson area, and you head up there. Now, how long have you been with the Adaptive Sports Foundation, Caroline? Have you been with it since the beginning?
I have not. I have been there for 7 years.
There's still been a lot of changes in 7 years with support for wounded warriors coming back from battle, has there not?
Yes.
I tell you, you folks do an amazing job because I know when NASCAR Day, we used to go up there to Windham Mountain actually and broadcast a show from Windham Mountain. But also, we were at an event you had in the summertime that was just as incredibly well run. And I think, explain to people, I mean, this is not an easy task when you're bringing in veterans from all over the country and you operate what you do. It's amazing how it all goes off with clockwork.
Absolutely. It's a lot of logistics, and we have a lot of support from within our community. The New York State Troopers help us. The Greene County Sheriffs all provide assistance in helping everything go smooth and making our veterans feel like real VIPs when they get here. So between the town of Windham, Windham Mountain Resort, and the local community, they provide us a lot of support and assistance in helping everything go smoothly and helping us coordinate all of the details.
All right. Well, that is beginning on the 30th and running through the weekend at Windham Mountain. Once again, Adaptive Sports Foundation, the Windham Warriors. And by the way, on Saturday, we're going to be doing some off-air interviews, and on Sunday, broadcasting them during our Sunday in the Country program. Thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us so early this morning, Caroline, and best of luck for a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. It really is an amazing program, what they do with the Adaptive Sports Foundation. And if you want more information on the Adaptive Sports Foundation, adaptivesportsfoundation.org on the web.